Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the greatest state in the greatest country on the second greatest planet in the solar system. It's episode number 20 of Midday with Trey and BK. I am Trey Elling. Today's cast includes our new intern. He is Zach, also with an H, Burleson. Zach, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. How you doing?
Stick
your face into that mic a little bit more. Now, you just got back from Disney World, Zach. How was that experience?
It was very humid in Florida.
Yep, Florida humidity. It compares to New Orleans and Houston in terms of places that feel like hell on earth, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Did you encounter... Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Disney World is an LGBT bastion for people that work at the park. Did you see any of the mascots doing anything lewd or crude to one another, maybe off to the side?
No, I didn't.
No? Nothing like that? All right. Just making sure. Behind the glass today is the Greek god of production. Yeah, we changed that up last week.
Dramatic pause there for the goat.
Yeah, Zach with an H, Christo. How you doing, Zach? How was your weekend?
I'm hungover and annoyed, man. I'll tell you what.
Hungover? I didn't even know this guy drank to the point of hangover. We'll have to ask him a little bit more about that after this live intro is over with. And the one Jew and a sea of Gentiles here at the Horn. He is fully recovered from whatever struck him last week. The sports radio prodigy himself, Brad Kellner.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
I mean, the dead ball era was kind of cool, huh? Nobody ever talks about the dead ball era. It's all this chutzpah about the live ball era. Come on, man.
No yelling on the bus!
BK, you feeling good?
Oh, feeling much better, man. Feeling much, much better. Thank you for asking. It was a pretty uneventful weekend for me, at least, and I was kind of doing what I'd love to do, which is just stay at home and watch sports and kind of do absolutely nothing. But Trey, I went full quarantine this weekend. I locked all the doors, deadbolted all the doors. I say all of them. There's one of them. I live in an apartment, so all one of the doors.
You locked the sliding glass door out to your balcony, too.
All the locks, all three of the locks to the sliding glass door. All the windows were closed and locked. All the blinds were closed, and I didn't do anything all weekend. I stayed inside. I didn't know it rained this weekend. I don't know what was going on with the world around me. I didn't leave to get food. I didn't order food. I didn't open the door for anybody. Somebody knocked. I didn't answer it. I didn't do anything. I stayed inside and watched TV and or slept all weekend.
I checked in on you on Saturday. I texted you to see how you were doing, and you had a perfect reaction for me. Your response was, I am pretty much the grandparents from Willy Wonka right now.
That was
a total shut-in.
That was it, man. I was all I needed was three more people in the bed to reenact that scene with Willy Wonka, but I was just moving from the bed to the couch, back to the bed, occasionally to the kitchen to whoop up some Totino's pizza rolls or some of their stuffed nachos or frozen pizza or all kinds of other healthy food that I was pounding this weekend, but boy, for the most part, I didn't do a whole lot. It was great.
Did you have the blanket draped over you whenever you were moving from one place to another?
Oh, yeah.
Just to stay warm?
Kept the blanket going with me. I was rocking, you know, sweats and sweatshirts and 105 degrees or whatever it was outside, but I was rocking that. You know, just not doing anything, man. Watching TV, watching Netflix, the solo Netflix and chill, a little Fleshlight time as well.
Oh, my gosh.
Watching some sports, watching some 30 for 30s, watching baseball, watching golf. I watched some NASCAR yesterday. I didn't do anything. It was great.
Okay. Zach, you're either a Seattle or a Portland fan in the MLS. Which is it?
I'm a Portland fan.
Portland Timbers fan.
Why do you like Portland, dude? That's so far away. What's your affinity with Portland Timbers?
Oh, I love the city, man. It's just like Austin. They got really cool people. They have great public transit and just a really
great
cool soccer.
Public transit.
That's where it's different from Austin. Austin has terrible public transit.
Was the really cool people also where you differ between Austin and Portland? Was that part of the sarcasm as well?
No. I mean, I also love the soccer culture up there. They're one of the few cities in the U.S. that actually has good soccer fans.
Is that soccer stadium where the old minor league baseball field was?
Yeah.
That is such a cool baseball field. You can see through the entrances and exits into the stands. You can see parts of downtown, and you also have downtown as a backdrop if you're on the right side. I imagine that would be a cool place to watch a soccer match. And you've seen a couple of games there?
I haven't seen a couple of games there yet. I've seen a couple of Timbers games when they've played in Houston.
Gotcha.
But I am going this August to go catch my first games in Portland and Seattle.
Very cool.
Oh, Seattle. They play where the Seahawks play. They play at CenturyLink. And it fills up, like, that, yeah, lower, lower bowl, at least.
That's supposed to be a legit soccer experience, if such a thing exists. Like, if you were to go over to Great Britain or Spain, where they really do love that sport, Seattle, the Sounders, they have the pregame. They literally all march from bar to the field to fill up the stands.
Do we still call it Great Britain, not England?
You know, I think soccer is popular all over.
Weren't they the same thing? Great Britain and England? I thought after Brexit, like, I'm not so sure it's great anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it is just England, Great Britain, and the United Kingdom is the one that encompasses England and others.
So you say you're hungover today, Zach.
Yeah, what were you drinking?
11:07. You've been here for an hour and a half. What happened last
night? Yeah, I know. Well, that game was happening last night. The greatest match in American soccer is Portland-Seattle, and that game was happening in Portland.
Can't believe I missed it. What a shame. The greatest match in American soccer.
Also, by the way, because of those two places and how much they love their soccer, I think a great argument for why Austin would embrace an MLS team.
Exactly. And that's a huge deal. I mean, Portland and Austin are so similar. That's just an argument for another day. We have it every day on the throw-in on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, it was a great game. Timbers were down 1-0. Going into halftime, they were able to pull two back. It was 2-1. And then in the dying minutes of the game, Seattle scored a goal.
Clint
and tied
Dempsey.
It up.
Dempsey with the header.
Nacogdoches' finest.
Where were you watching? Were you watching it at home? Just like you drinking your own tears away at your place?
Yeah, well, I mean, they have a supporters bar in Austin. There was
four
of us.
Yeah, I was about to say.
There was about four
Portland
of us.
Timber
what were you drinking?
Are there here?
I was drinking beers, a few mixed beverages, you know.
There you go.
Beer, liquor, never sicker, my friend.
Yeah, I know. That's
the
problem.
Just drink.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's not the same.
You're old. That's why it's not the same.
Listen here, buddy boy. I know that you think you're hot stuff on East 36th Street right now.
I don't think. I know, but all right.
Before you ever dreamt of having your own statue on 36, I was very close to that point for a 3 to 4 year stretch where there wasn't a night that I missed going out on 36. You've had to scale back a little bit because you work a morning show now.
I know. It sucks. I don't want to talk about it. So what is it? Beer before liquor, you've never been sicker.
Liquor, beer, in the clear.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah, I was in the wrong end of that rhyme over there.
But just choose one or the other just to remain totally safe with things.
So you're okay, but you made it. You're all right.
I made it. I'm fine.
Sorry about your tie. I know ties are the worst thing. Well, apparently ties are the worst. I thought ties were the best thing. When the U.S. tied Mexico, we were all celebrating. Now we tie and you're mad about it. What's wrong?
There's different ties. There's ties that feels like wins and ties that feels like losses.
Interesting. So see, I'll never get this. Well, while you were drinking what I had Friday and Saturday night, Trey, I had this nice little concoction that I had before bed. Dude, I slept like 15 hours at least a day.
You drink it like NyQuil with hydrocodone?
I had the severe NyQuil, the ZZZ-Quil, Mucinex, ibuprofen, and a couple of shots of Fireball.
Sounds like my freshman year of college.
I would just put that beast
Fireball?
I got some questions there. I just had that within 5 minutes, you know, of each other. I just, one at a time, I chased the NyQuil with the Fireball,
man.
And then the Fireball with the Mucinex, and the Mucinex with the ibuprofen. And then I was out like a light. Like, that is it. That'll knock you out, man.
Zach Burleson, do you ever drink like that? Our new intern, Zach Burleson, he was already made uncomfortable by my LGBT comment regarding Disney World. Do you ever drink like that, Zach Burleson?
I'm 19, so I don't think I can say.
Good.
All right.
He's going to Stephen F. Austin in the fall.
Yeah.
Down in Nacktown, speaking of Nacogdoches' finest.
You're not only about to learn a lot about drinking, you're also about to learn a lot about drug use, too. That is one of the most drugged-out schools on the planet. Stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to lose him on day one.
Stay away from that stuff.
To his parents, and his parents tell, you know, about the drugs. He goes home saying, these kids tell me SFA is all about drugs. I don't want to go there anymore.
Well, look, Zach strikes me as a good kid, so I think that he can avoid a lot of that stuff. But just know it's going to exist. You're going to see a lot of pill heads there. I knew plenty of kids from SFA back in my day, and they were in a bad way. But that benefits you, though, as somebody who can keep his head on straight. You know, maybe you're doing the occasional Fireball NyQuil ZZZ shot. But if you're staying away from the hard stuff, you just have that much more of an advantage over 90% of the student base at SFA.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine.
Good luck, Zach. I don't know. Those are wise words from your father, Trey Ellen. All right, Trey, that's our weekend. What'd you do, man? Any excitement at the farmer's market going on?
Well, the farmer's market is always exciting. I don't know why you're saying that with a tinge of sarcasm. One of these weekends, I am getting you out there so you can see for yourself, even if we're having to Facebook Live it, which I thought we were supposed to be Facebook Living. As a matter of fact, Zach, will you go talk to Christina right now and ask her to come in so she can Facebook Live something for us really quickly?
Yeah.
You know who Christina is. Thank you very much for that. We do have a new show graphic that you haven't seen yet. I saw it on Friday, and I am really excited. It's awesome. Ray did a great job on it, but we have to Facebook Live your reaction to this graphic because you may or may not like it. I'm not totally sure just yet. But other than the farmer's market.
My family's on there. My family picture's
on there. Your family picture's not on there. I can promise you that. It's just you. It's a.
Darvish?
It's a drawn version of you, and I think it's glorious, but you'll have to decide for yourself. So check out Facebook Live either right now or in just a couple minutes to see Brad's reaction to that and also what the graphic looks like, too. But my weekend consisted of a lot of time with the kiddos. My wife, this is the last weekend that she will be working her shift in the medical profession. She's moving into management starting this week, so congratulations to her.
Absolutely, congrats.
But the big news of the weekend for my family is that my son Calvin, my 10-month-old Calvin, started crawling this weekend.
Nice!
Yeah, so it was pretty exciting.
10 months, dude. I was already running marathons at 10 months. Boy, he's just starting to crawl.
Kids develop at different rates. This kid's been pulling himself up for longer than he's been able to crawl, but he finally got the courage to get on all fours and move around a little bit. And it was to reach out to grab some crayons too. So
what's next? Talking or walking? How does it work? I mean, crawling is first. Then does the first words happen? He hadn't said his first words yet, has he?
So I figure now that we're to the point where he is crawling, he's that much more of a human being. So he and I are going to do what you did this last weekend. I'm going to sit him down in his high chair. I'm going to sit down next to him, and we're just going to pull a couple shot glasses out. And I'm going to pour some Fireball. We're going to see how he handles his first shot of Fireball.
Yes, sir.
If he handles that first one well, then maybe we'll move on to the NyQuil ZZZ and see just how well he does that, too.
You're going to go with the Gentleman Jack as your yeah. next drink. You
know, exactly.
Do you know what your first words were, by the way? Did your mom ever tell you, like, the first thing you said?
I assume it's mama. I do not know for sure.
So, apparently, I was obsessed with mobiles, like those little things that, like, fly over your bed, whatever. It's
supposed to be really good for you. I don't know what happened in your case.
I went from saying mobile to, my mom swears, the first thing I said to her, and this kind of does a lot of explaining of the kind of guy that I am, is, make me a sandwich. I told my mom to make me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich.
At, like, the age of one. That was the first thing I said to my mom.
Oh, you're saying like the first sentence that you strung together.
That was like the first sentence that I strung together was make me a sandwich, which, you know, my mom loves me for that, I'm sure. Always has.
Dude, and, you went a little Cedric Maxwell with your first words.
Yeah,
I like
that
it.
That is very fitting. I mean, that's the kind of guy I am, you know, the way I had 50 Cent bumping in the crib, man. I was listening to a little Pac, a little Biggie, and I had to learn how to treat women from a very young age.
I don't necessarily remember my first words. I was a little conniver, though. Apparently, when I was about a year old and I could start to stand and start to climb a little bit, my parents lived in a two-story house at the time, and I figured out a way to climb from my crib onto the windowsill, jump all the way down, and then come down the stairs before my parents really even knew that I was capable of such things.
You were going down the stairs? Crawling down?
Sliding down feet first on my butt. But my parents were downstairs watching television, and I was upstairs taking a nap, and all of a sudden, they look back because I'm like there at the bottom of the stairs, like, what the hell did he just do?
How'd he get there?
So they put me back in the crib and shut the door, but kept it cracked so where they could see what was going on.
Right.
And I had figured out a way to escape jail, so to speak.
Nice work, man.
So I was very excited to learn about that in my later years.
Baby stories. All right, we've got a great show. We'll talk to Andrew King here in a second, but coming up later, we'll have Tinder Time. Zach C. Behind the Glass will lead us through that. We'll have our Hungry Dog Pussycat segment where we talk about the winners and losers, if you will, from the sports weekend. We will talk to lifetime Longhorn and current NFL State defensive end Alex Okafor, a name, of course, many of you know around these parts. We'll shoot the bull, and at the end of the show, we'll talk some Maryland football. We are 68 days away from, of course, Texas taking on Maryland here at DKR on September 2nd. On September 2nd, we will talk, give you a little bit of news from the Maryland side of things. Looking forward to that. But right now, joining us on the Bob's Steak and Chop House Hotline, he's our man from the Football Brainiacs, Andrew King. Andrew joining us to talk about the recruiting happenings for UT. Andrew, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing well, man. Thank you for the time, as always. And we've got some good news and bad news for Texas over the weekend in terms of recruiting. So we'll start with the good news, I guess. Rondale Moore, four-star wide receiver from the state of Kentucky, committed to Texas, tweeted it out over the weekend. Everything I've heard about this guy, Andrew, is that he's all speed. We're talking 4.3, just super fast, flying through your TV screen type of guy. So what can you tell us about Rondale, and how was Tom Herman and company able to lock this guy up over the weekend?
Yeah, it was a big commitment for Texas as they landed slot receiver Rondale Moore. He is, like you said, speed, speed, speed. That's all you need to know really about him. The one downside to him probably is that he's only around 5'8", 5'9". But like you said, he has 4.3, 4.4 speed. He has a 41-inch vertical, can bench 300-plus pounds, squat 500-plus pounds. He's just a freak athlete out there. Only played around four or five games his junior year due to transfer rules, but he's absolutely lit up the camps he's been to this summer, and it's a huge addition for Texas. Like you said, he's from Kentucky, so typically you don't see Texas land guys from out there, but they offered him. There's a bit of a connection to one of the graduate assistants at Texas that went to that high school, so there was a little bit of an in there, but it was still, I didn't think it was going to happen. That once they got him on on campus over the weekend, they sealed the deal. They made a huge impression, and the reason it took this long was because he actually only visited with his uncle, so he wanted to go home and talk it out with his family before he made the final decision.
Andrew, considering all the impressive stats in terms of strength and speed and his overall size, is an accurate comparison for Rondale Moore someone like former Carolina Panthers wide receiver Steve Smith?
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison. I think he's more of, I wouldn't put him in that rank just yet. I think he's more of, as Texas fans might remember, DJ Monroe, whose career wasn't as great as everyone hoped, but he still had a good career. That's a guy I would compare him to. Some Big 12 people have thrown out Tavon Austin. I think that's the guy he could get to that level. Tavon Austin tore up Big 12 in the end of his career, so I wouldn't put him in that rank just yet. But I think he's more of a Tavon Austin, DJ Monroe type guy.
I think Texas fans would take Tavon Austin.
Oh, my gosh, he lit us up.
Dude's a little bit overpaid at the NFL level, but I don't think Rondale Moore would be too upset if that happens to him either. All right, Andrew, you know, with the Rondale Moore commitment, that also means a little bit of attrition, if you will, for Texas football. You know, a guy who a lot of Texas fans and websites, you guys football brainiacs, I've been a little bit skeptical, a little bit wishy-washy on Justin Watkins, the four-star athlete out of the state of Florida. Over the weekend, pretty much immediately after Rondale Moore commits to Texas, he announces that he is decommitting from Texas and reopening up his recruitment. Texas, I believe, is the third school that he has decommitted from, so doesn't seem to understand what the word commitment means. But thoughts on Justin Watkins leaving, and how much does this hurt the recruiting class for Tom Herman?
Yeah, to say it's not a loss is a lie, but I mean, like you said, it's not the Moore commitment and the Watkins decommitment isn't really a huge surprise. Is that, like you said, he originally committed to LSU really early in the process, then committed to Florida State, and then they started talking to him about playing defensive back, and he did not like that. He was actually Tom Herman's first 2018 commitment at Texas, but like with those previous commitments, they were a little bit worried about holding on to a Florida kid for almost a year. And yes, he decommitted yesterday, and I'm not sure some thought he was going to visit LSU over the weekend. He didn't end up taking that visit. So I know Alabama's someone who likes him, so he could end up at LSU or Alabama, but Texas, he wanted to play slot at Texas, and he's 5'11", 180, 190. He's a bigger guy for a slot. And I think for Texas, Rondale Moore is a better fit, but Justin Watkins would have been a guy who's I could say he could play an Armani Foreman role for Texas if he ended up in Austin, where he could play inside, outside, get some carries, and he could do it all. But I think it's a solid trade-off for Texas, as I like Moore a little bit more than Watkins as a slot receiver. But still, not a huge surprise altogether, though.
Watkins and also Ron Tatum, the defensive end out of Oklahoma, were two guys that it seemed like whenever they initially committed, people were skeptical of how long that would stick. Now both of those guys obviously are not a part of Texas 2018 recruiting class anymore. Are there any other names that are currently committed to Tom Herman and company to keep an eye on that their commitments may be wavering?
I don't think so. There was some talk this over the weekend that running back commit Keontae Ingram from Carthage was going to take a visit to LSU. He didn't end up taking that visit, and LSU landed their second running back commit in 2018. So I don't think Ingram's going to – I don't even know – I don't think he'll visit there, and I don't think he'll end up there. And that was really the number two school for him. Other than that, I don't really see any – I think one guy you might want to keep an eye on, obviously the two quarterbacks in Cameron Rising and Casey Thompson, with USC losing their five-star quarterback commit. Some people have been a little worried about Rising since he's a California kid, but I don't think he's USC's top option right now. But either way, that could be something to keep an eye on down the line. But I don't believe there's any commits right now that are kind of looking around like Tatum and Watkins were.
Last thing here for Andrew King from the Football Brainiacs. You can follow him on Twitter at Andrew_TFB. We're officially in a recruiting dead period right now, Andrew. What exactly does that mean? And do you expect any positive news for Longhorn fans during this dead period?
It's basically recruits can't visit campus. There can be no FaceTime with college coaches and stuff like that. They can chat over social media, things like that, so there's still contact made, but there's no face-to-face visits, so usually things settle down. I don't expect any good news. The dead period ends July 9th, and so that next week is when five-star wide receiver Brennan Eagles and four-star wide receiver Avante Woodard make their commitments, and I think some really good news could be headed Texas's way that week. During the dead period, I don't expect there to be any fireworks as of today.
Andrew King does great work with the Football Brainiacs, and not only is it solid information, but it's also free, which is unlike a lot of the really good sites right there for Texas Longhorn football and recruiting news. Andrew, thank you, as always, for the time. We look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Andrew.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
And that is texas.thefootballbrainiacs.com if you want to check out Andrew, Gabe, and all the guys who do great work over there to check out that website.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. A little bit of a dead period, as Andrew talked about. No official visits or unofficial visits to campus going on, but still some communication can be had. So we'll see what happens next with Tom Herman and the class of 2018. All right, we're going to take our first break of the show. When we come back, our man behind the glass, Zach Christo, will lead us through Tinder time. We'll have some more fun on a Monday. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK right here on the Horn.
All right, back on Midday with Trey and BK. And before we get to Tinder time today,
We're getting Rickrolled.
What's going on here? This sounds like a mixed up version of that song.
Mashup Monday.
Mashup Monday. That's right.
It's also Voice Crack Monday, apparently.
Yeah, we'll all have one of those. But what is this mashup? Because right now it feels like our own producer is Rickrolling us on the show, which is not acceptable.
It's DMX and Rick Astley. I am kind of Rickrolling you guys.
All right.
What a combo.
Well, coming up, Zach will also present Tinder Time for us, the radio version of the popular dating app. But before that, I did have to present something to my man BK here. Last Friday, Ray, who does a great job, I think with a lot of different aspects of the radio station, but he works over in the sales office, so I'm going to lump him in with
Nobody
the sales team.
Nobody knows what he does.
Nobody knows exactly what he does.
Just always there doing things.
But it's obviously constructive things, because he came up with a graphic for you and I for not only our SoundCloud page, but also for our page at hornfm.com.
Oh,
and I love it. He has taken what is essentially our headshot pictures from the sheet that sales sends out and trying to present this show to potential clients, but he drew over. He basically did drawing versions of real life pictures for you and I.
What,
and
like them caricatures?
The listeners who are looking on Facebook Live right now, you can see that mine is a pretty accurate depiction. The hair might be a little bit blonde. My goatee or my beard is a little bit darker than that, but I have no problem being represented as a very blonde haired, fair skinned guy. Now yours, on the other hand, it looks a lot like you. I'm not going to say that it doesn't, but I don't. Maybe it just wasn't a good picture, or I'm not sure what it was. So here is your, that's your picture there.
Oh my God, that is terrible. Do I look like that?
You kind of do look like
that. Why is my smile so gummy? See, that's a problem right there. You can't be that gummy. That's a no-no for the ladies, too. You can't be that gummy. That's a red flag.
So what I've started describing this to people as is it's like you and I are Beavis and Butthead, like the grown-up version.
That's what
you,
it looks
you
like.
Look totally like Butthead
that
right there
exactly
with how gummy you
look like.
But you do have a gummy smile,
I
though.
I don't. Not at all.
Yes, you do.
That ain't true. I ain't smiling.
That ain't true.
Get out of here.
Smile for
I don't
the
have a
Facebook
gummy
line.
Smile. Get out of here.
Look at that. I can see your gums right now.
Well, yeah, I have gums. Everybody has those, you know.
Yeah, but
they
that top
like overdo. Like, that it looks like I don't even have back teeth. Looks like my entire back teeth are just gums.
Dude, that top lip, when it goes up, your gum is as big as your top lip is.
What about the facial hair?
You don't have the mustache in the picture. You got the mustache rocking right now.
Mustache looks great right now,
because
man.
You're having to hold it for the kale shake that you're drinking tomorrow. Hopefully you get a kale mustache as part of your kale juice that you drink tomorrow.
How's this look, Christina? How's this stash going right there?
It looks like you should be banned from within 200 yards of elementary schools
I look like an elementary school student anyway, so I can just go in and act like I'm one of the kids, right?
It looks like you grew up in a trailer park in Lake Whitney, Texas, buddy.
Thank you.
You may want to consider shaving that before you go on that date that you're going on tonight.
Ew, seriously?
It ain't a date. We ain't calling it a date, all right? I don't date, bro. I'm going to have to bro you here. I don't date, bro.
Hanging out with a friend, a female friend.
We're getting drinks. It's happy hour. You know, I'm getting drinks. I didn't drink all
I want
weekend.
Me some glory hope.
Yeah, well, that might be a part of it, but, you know, I'm not. It's not a date.
That's
you know?
Called.
Like, we're each going to be paying for the stuff.
So you're going on a Dutch date is what you're telling me?
What did the Dutch have to do with this?
The Dutch apparently split things up to where each person on the date pays 50-50.
I don't like the Dutch then. I might just make her pay for the entire thing.
So she's paying for the date. That's cool.
She was texting me, like, wanting to hang out this weekend. I was sick. I quarantined myself. I told you this. I didn't do anything.
So there's
now I feel like I owe it to her.
So there's the Facebook Live shot of our new graphic.
No, that is not happening.
BK looks
like
Butthead. I look a little bit like a grown-up Beavis. And
Trey,
that's what the new...
Yeah. I'm going to describe your hair in that picture as highlighter yellow.
It is highlighter yellow.
That's exactly what it is.
It's way more yellow than what my hair actually is. My hair is
like
blonde. I have no problem admitting that, but it's not highlighter blonde.
How's that comparison right there? The yellow sticky notes to your hair. Is that my
the sticky note is closer to what my hair is looks like.
No, that's not going on the website. I got some words with Ray after this, man. Come on, Ray. What do you even do back there? You don't even do anything. He's just sitting on his computer making it look like he's working. No.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
You know what? I'm done with this. That's not happening.
This is a great picture. Are you serious?
No, it's not good. We got to go to one of those shopping malls, which everybody knows how much I hate the mall. Actually, I don't know if you know that. I hate the mall. It's
Do
like
you?
My least favorite place in the entire world. We got to go get one of them professional caricatures, because whatever the hell Ray is smoking back there, it ain't working. It ain't working. That's not what we look like.
That looks more like you than mine does me.
Does it? Yeah, I don't know, man. Does it? I mean, your hair, outside of your hair color, I think it looks kind of like you.
It does look like me. Yours looks like you, too. He may have accentuated the gums just a little bit.
He accentuated everything. What is that?
But we can call ourselves the sports radio version of Beavis and Butthead. God, does that not appeal to you?
Do I look like that? That is terrible.
All right, yeah,
see,
Rita
Ballou just
Rita Ballou from Coke FM, the morning show.
And she's always dressed to impress, too, so she knows what it takes to be a good-looking
Is that not a pretty good shot of Brad Kellner right there, Rita?
The Brad is much better than the Trey.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm ugly as hell, apparently. I didn't realize that until now. I got to get another mirror.
It's highlighter yellow, as Zach just called
it. You just come out of the swimming pool? What, you swimming laps? Try to qualify for the next Olympics, Michael Phelps?
You look like Brad.
See, it looks like you.
You know what?
It's a terrible graphic.
I need a haircut.
Like
I need a face change.
What did it...
I might need to go like Bruce Caitlin Jenner over here.
What it is also is he maybe went a little bit light on the nose. So you also have very distinct nostrils in this picture, too.
Is that a Jew joke?
To where you're looking a little piggy. No, I'm not saying big nose. I'm saying nostrils. You have accentuated nostrils. It almost looks like you're a little bit piggy in the nose. And I don't think you're piggy in the nose.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all, man. We got to get that changed.
I really think he replaced your two outside teeth with gum. I think that's maybe what did happen.
Computer? Yeah, he's got like some of the hair. Why do I have like hair just like kind of hanging down?
Well,
like
that's
that?
The Eitri. That's the Eitri haircut.
Yeah, come on, Eitri. I got to talk to him.
Went to Eitri at Floyd's today. Eitri does a great job. Floyd's 99 on North Lamar.
Eitri's been telling me to go in like every 3 weeks. I go like every 3 months. So
that's
that could be why I look
part
like
of the
that.
Issue. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Do I? My nose. It's whatever.
I think we need to ask the listeners.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Man.
So, listeners, we're going to tweet out a picture
we'll tweet
of this.
This out too.
Let us know if you think this is a worthwhile picture to use on our hornfm.com page, on the SoundCloud page. I think it's good.
And I'm not self-conscious, too. I know I look like trash. Like, I don't care about how I look. That's why I work in radio. My mom always told me I have a face made for the radio. She loves me so much, and that's true. But come on. That doesn't even look like me.
It looks... Rita just said it looks more like you than mine does me.
Yeah, yours doesn't look like you a whole lot either. You talk about me belonging at elementary school trying to talk to little kids. You look like one of those guys who goes door to door selling those Cutco knives. You're like, yo, can I have a few minutes of your time, please? That's what you look like. What do you, got like a golf green on your beard. What is that? What kind of interior? That's not facial hair. What is that?
Have
it's like
you
the
ever
stubble from the what is that little game where you have the little pin and you drag those little black magnets over the dude's face?
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure the name of the game.
Not the Etch-a-Sketch.
It's not Etch-a-Sketch.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know.
It's a magnetized game. I know what you're talking about.
That's like what this looks like on your face right there. That's not even real.
Well.
All right. Well, that's enough of that.
All right. That's so you can check it out on Twitter here in just a few minutes. We're going to try and post this video with the hashtag Video Blitz. It's also up on the Facebook page. So if you missed the video version, you can check that out. My man BK is he's not too happy about our new graphic, the new show graphic that will remain in place until we have another show graphic. And you can find that at hornfm.com here before too long as well.
Dude, I look like Butthead there. You're absolutely right.
We're adult Beavis and Butthead.
You might have to find another co-host for this show if this is in the works for the future. This might be, what are we, episode 20? Might be the final one for me.
What if we just get him to fill in where obviously there needs to be teeth that he put gum in its place?
Nah, I need another picture. I don't like that picture a whole lot anyways.
That's the picture that they're selling you with,
man. I don't like it. They took it on a bad day, all right? I didn't shower that morning. I was wearing a hat. It looked terrible. I was sick. I was probably laughing and talking like that the entire time. Dude, that is...
Check out my butt.
We need to start talking like that, apparently. I don't want this.
Leave it to Chris Bennett on Twitter.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
I'm already afraid to ask.
You're going to have to go on.
Great.
Chris Bennett always comes to the plate.
Oh, my goodness.
CB. All
right. We're going to take this opportunity as well to let you know that we are accepting your video blitzes throughout the week. We know you take videos of random crazy things, whether it's your kids, or your pets, or someplace that you're at that's really cool, or something stupid that one of your friends has done. We want to see those videos. So post them to Twitter with the hashtag Video Blitz. You can also use Horn Video Blitz as well, and we'll check those out. And we pick winners at the end of the week. We'll put together a compilation video. People who make the final cut will receive prizes as well. What are those prizes? We're not totally sure just yet, but just know that there are prizes on the way. So do hashtag Video Blitz or the Horn Video Blitz to make sure that those are seen. And we're happy to welcome all entries, including the really bad entries, which we'll just make fun of on the air if they're terrible.
Yeah, we'll make some promises that we may or may not be able to keep, but we might have some prizes for you guys in the future, and we'll have some themes to this stuff as well, and we'll push this all station-wide. So excited about the future of the Video Blitz. Not excited about the future of this picture. I'm going to make sure that does not see anybody else after today.
All right, the Specs text line is 337-3776. You can follow Brad on Twitter, at Brad Kellner. I am at Courtesy Wave. Zach is at Soccer is a Sport, even though soccer is not a sport. And remember the Video Blitz hashtag if you'd like to share your videos with us as well, either on Twitter or Facebook.
Thank you, Christina, for coming in and filming that.
Thank you very much, Christina,
that's good stuff.
For the Facebook Living there. All right, let's hit Tinder time real quick.
Back to the show if we can.
Yeah, right? Oh, man, that was too good. I knew that you would... be a little bit upset by that.
It's not me.
Ray did a great job. For the record, Ray, if you're listening right now, coming back from Hutto,
we got about 5 minutes until our next commercial break. You better get the hell out of the building before I come over there and I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's a yellow flag. You dropped the H bomb. You know certain listeners count how many times we say hell and damn on the air. So
that's two more.
I just got caught up on that one too. All right, it's the radio version of the popular dating app Tinder. Time is what we call it. The Tinder app, of course, is where you see a picture. If you're interested in that picture, you want to find out more about the person, possibly get in contact with them, you swipe right. If you want nothing to do with that person after seeing the picture, you swipe left. The radio version, because we can't show you pictures, at least while we're speaking into the microphone, is our great producer Zach reads sports headlines. Brad and I swipe right if we want to find out more about the story and talk about it, or left if we want nothing to do with the story. Zach, what's up first today?
All right, guys, this is one that I wanted to get to on Friday, but we just ran out of time. And frankly, I'm kind of glad we did, or we didn't get to it. But the headline is, the next big thing in cycling could be poop doping.
I got to swipe right here because I have to know the lengths to which cycling will go to enhance performance.
All it takes is one swipe right, so I guess we're talking about this, but I don't really want to.
I don't really want to either. And to be honest with you, I just skimmed the story because I didn't really want to know the details.
What do we got? Anything good?
Basically, what the idea is that if you, you know, do this thing called poop doping, what happens is you get a bunch of, I guess, healthy bacteria or different bacteria in your body, which can help you absorb more oxygen and just basically help you become a better athlete. It's just another way to dope, and I'm not really sure how they'd, you know, catch you doing this new form of poop doping.
That's gross.
It is gross.
Come on, cycling. It's our boy Lance from this own city who started this stuff.
No, he didn't start it, but he continued it, and he took it to a level that had not been experienced before while trying to ride under this this very clean image and profiting in ridiculous ways in the process.
Have you guys seen the new promo for that new HBO deal that they're doing about cycling?
No, what's that?
It looks hilarious. They have all these big names in it. I think Lance even makes an appearance in the trailer. You kind of see him. He's like their confidential informant, and then they just totally muck up the blacking him out and, you know. It's just, it looks hilarious.
Is it one of these faux sports documentaries that HBO has done a couple of now?
Yeah, I think this is a new one, and it looks hilarious.
I haven't seen the promo yet, but the tennis version where it was Andy Samberg, and I'm forgetting who the other person was in the documentary. I like that one a lot. Yeah. So if it's anything along those lines, then count me on board.
Tour de Pharmacy is what they're calling it.
Tour de Pharmacy. That's
good
really
stuff.
What it is.
I'll tweet out the link to the video.
You got one more for Tinder time today, Zach.
Yeah,
what is
one
that?
More. It's just Russia. They're dealing, speaking of doping, with sanctions for their doping despite new anti-doping efforts.
I don't care about Russia, man. I hear enough about this stuff on Twitter all the time. I don't know what's going on over there, but we don't like them. We're not supposed to like them. I'm not sure why. They got good hockey players that they ship over all the time, so I like those guys.
And really attractive blonde tennis players,
yeah,
too.
See, I ain't got no problem with that, so I'm for it. But I'm swiping left, man.
Swipe right.
All right.
Come on! You're talking about doping today.
Yeah,
come
we're
on.
Talking about
we got real sports.
Poop doping and doping, I guess. Basically, despite the anti-doping efforts, so after what came out, what was it, last year with the Olympics, they said that they needed to have these anti-doping measures in place. They put them in place. They're saying it's not enough. You guys got to do more, and we're just going to hit you with some sanctions.
Well, Russia, it was the Russian weightlifting team that got totally banned from the Brazil Olympics last summer because it was very obvious what they were doing.
You know that it's obvious that you're cheating when FIFA has to investigate you. The most corrupt organization in the world.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, FIFA and the IOC, aren't they like one and two for the most corrupt?
FIFA and the IOC, which also includes WADA as well. When they're coming down on you, you know there's something seriously wrong. And honestly, that was one of the big giveaways that there was something going on with Lance and his team, is that USADA and WADA were trying to nab them. You could tell that they were doing something that was far and away beyond what anybody else was trying.
You know another cyclist that's not Lance Armstrong?
Floyd Landis. I know some, yeah. I don't know a ton.
Nice job.
Greg LeMond.
Russia gave the world some vodka, which is pretty cool. They gave us the Cold War, which is pretty dope. That's fun. People like Tetris.
They did give us the bad guy in Rocky IV, yeah.
Yeah, Tetris.
Russia gave us Tetris. Thank you, Russia.
I guess. And they also
I'm not trying to thank Russia too much, but I play Tetris on a daily basis. Thank you, Russia.
Trash. And they also have a...
Trash?
Yeah, that game. You have to use your brain. You know how I feel about using your brain on
your
free time.
It's just doing a puzzle.
Puzzles suck.
Do you ever go to the grocery store?
Puzzles.
Do you ever go to the grocery store and bag your own groceries?
What, like at the end of the HEB line? Like put it in, if there's nobody there, I don't have a choice. I got to bag it.
So when you do that, there is an art form to that.
No,
it's like
dude,
a puzzle.
No,
it's like adult. It's like adult Tetris.
You put the bread in one bag and the stuff that can't smush in one bag and the other stuff in the same bag. No Tetris. You just throw it in there.
So you just moved from one apartment to another apartment.
Right.
You had to pack boxes up, and you had to pack the boxes into a U-Haul or into your car to move them from one place to another. That is another adult form of Tetris.
Right, but I have to do that to move. I don't have to be playing Tetris on my phone.
Didn't you enjoy getting it right, though?
No. Right. I had movers for a reason.
All right.
And all that stuff.
Zach, are you a Tetris fan?
I am not very good at it, but I will attempt to play it.
By the way, Russia also has a National Sex Day, September 12th, which is something that I feel like we can participate in with all of our ties to Russia, apparently.
National Sex Day.
National Sex Day, which I'm for. We need one of those here. Is it not June 9th?
Isn't that one of those days like Valentine's?
Is it not 6-9? Like, is it not Valentine's Day? Or
very well done.
National Steak and BJ Upton Highlights Day on March 14th. Like, do those not count?
You were expressing how upset you were, by the way, that we were not on the air for 69 days until UT football, which would have been yesterday. It's 68 days as of today. So I'm sorry that you and I didn't figure out a way to broadcast on the 69th
Sunday
day before
the game back to Sunday. Let's have another Notre Dame game. Maryland's that kind of draw, aren't they?
Yeah. We're going to get more into that 12:45.
We did some good research
on that one.
Yes, absolutely. All right, when we come back, we will have our Hungry Dog and Pussycat segment of the week. We will give you our winners and losers, who's hot, who's not, who got it done, and who ate the bones over the sports weekend. A reminder, lifetime Longhorn and current New Orleans Saint Alex Okafor will join the show a little after noon. But Hungry Dog, Pussycat, coming up next. It's The Horn. She says we got a
oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to support this mashup Monday stuff.
I am the one person on the planet who does not like this Bon Jovi song. I'm not sure who you're mashing it up with, Zach, but who are you mashing up with Bon Jovi right now?
White Stripes, man. Seven Nation Army.
Oh, okay, I hear it now.
There you go.
Don't even sound good.
No, it doesn't.
That's not a shot at Zach. Zach's not putting these together.
You're just saying it's a poor quality.
Yeah, it's not good.
The Bon Jovi song.
You should see the thumbnail/graphic they have on the video too. That should have been a dead giveaway that it wasn't going to be that great.
We got to get some rap ones on there. They got any like rap mixed with other rap?
We have Jay-Z's Black Album mixed with the Beatles' White Album, and it's pretty cool. I think it's called the Gray Album. It might be Danger Mouse. Will you play one of those?
Yeah, we played a couple of those last week, but I'll hit that up again and see if there's any clean ones we can play.
My short-term memory is failing me, apparently.
I don't have one of those.
So we're going to announce this week's movie right now to give people an opportunity to watch it over the next couple of nights before we do review it on Thursday at about this time. And it's week four of the summer movie series, and what we've decided to do is on week one, we watch and review a football movie. Week two is a baseball movie. Week three is a basketball movie. And week four is a wild card. So this week's wild card came down to Kingpin, which is a slapstick, gross-out comedy by the Farrelly brothers that stars Woody Harrelson and Dennis or Randy? Randy Quaid? Forget which is the goofy Quaid that's
Two
gone
Quaids?
Off the rails. It's Randy Quaid, I'm pretty sure. But anyhow, it's a bowling movie. And then the other film possibility is Kevin Costner, Don Johnson, and Cheech Marin in Tin Cup. And we're deciding to go with Tin Cup this week. I've asked a number of folks about this. You seem indifferent on the whole thing, so I'm taking the reins on it.
I don't know anything about either of these movies.
Tin Cup is a classic. It's another Ron Shelton film. So Ron Shelton was the writer and director of Bull Durham as well.
Nice.
He wrote Tin Cup. And I think it's a really fun, good, behind-the-scenes look at professional golfing and a guy who is an amateur who's trying to become a professional golfer, too. Tin Cup is the Thursday summer movie series film review that we will be engaging in at 11:45 this Thursday.
Well, it's got a 69% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I like it already. But are we going to do like Happy Gilmore or something, or does that not count since I've already seen it?
We're only watching movies that you haven't seen yet.
Right.
Now, the exception can be if it's a movie that I have not seen before, but I've seen Happy Gilmore 1,000 times.
So Kevin Costner is also in Tin Cup, and he was in Bull Durham.
And much like in Bull Durham, he does a really good job. He pulls off a lot of his own swings, apparently, and hits really good shots in the process.
Ms. Renee Russo doesn't look great on this movie poster. What are we thinking of her as a looker in terms of ladies?
That was the height of Renee Russo looking hot.
It's a huge chin. The jawline is absurd.
She has
like
a little bit of the
crimson chin from SpongeBob.
She has a little bit of the Leno chin going on. I won't deny you that.
All right. Well, I'm intrigued. So by Thursday,
it doesn't sound like you're all that intrigued.
I don't know. I mean, I see it's got some decent ratings. The 69 is cool, but the Renee, she's not that hot.
Well, would you rather you and I sit on a couch and mock music videos the entire time and laugh at one another and
we'll
say, damn it, Beavis, to me?
Yeah. So what do we have next? So this is
you know, because you look like Butthead in that picture.
Thank you. Next week is football, right? That's our, we're going back to football next week.
Next week
this
is football.
This is our Charlie Day wow card movie of the week.
Wild card, bitches!
Yep. I figured that was a whistle coming there. He cut the brakes.
That's a great part of that movie. All right, let's get to our dogs and cats of the weekend.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Now, this is a mashup right here.
Yes, it is. It is
one of the greatest songs of all time.
Most overdone song in the history of radio beds. It is. Is it Tag Team? No, that's Whoop, There It Is.
This
no.
is the Baja Man.
Baja Man. With Who Let the Dogs Out. It's our Dogs and Cats of the Weekend, where we let you know about who the hungry dogs were from the weekend and also who the pussycats were from the weekend. BK, where are you starting today?
Right, I'm going to start with some Major League Baseball, take you out to the West Coast with a kid named Cody Bellinger. Now, if you're a diehard baseball fan, this is a name you know. But look, NBA's done, NHL's done, the drafts for both of those sports are over. This is the time to get into baseball if you care about baseball at all. I know some of you out there I'll be like, to hell with that, only watching football, only waiting until football starts, whatever. Cody Bellinger of the LA Dodgers is a rookie who hit two more home runs yesterday. He's hit 11 in his last 10 games. He has 24 home runs, which leads the National League in bombs, and he didn't get called up to the bigs until April 25th, so pretty much missed the entire month of April. 24 homers, which leads the National League. Two behind Aaron Judge, of course, of the New York Yankees, who lead to the AL. But this dude has been on fire, hitting cleanup for the best team in the NL. The Dodgers are only one game behind Houston for the best record in all of baseball. They've won 10 in a row, and they've got a young rookie leading the way. So dog of the week, and really a dog since April 25th, Cody Bellinger continues to get it done for LA. The Dodgers are a fun bunch to watch right now.
My first dog of the week, we're sticking with baseball, and Austin Bibbins Dirks.
Yes,
once
sir.
Again, goes into a hostile environment against one of the league's best and shuts them down.
How about that?
He did so again on Saturday, shutting down the New York Yankees as the Rangers took 2 of 3 in the Bronx. It should have been a sweep.
Should have been 3 of 3.
The bullpen blew its 14th save of the year, which is the most in the AL, but otherwise Texas would have won 3 straight in New York, rarely happens.
They tried to blow number 15 last night. What was it, 7-0 and then 7-6? Somehow, someway, we're able to hold on till the end.
The frustrating thing about that, and this is, I don't know if I want to call him a cat of the weekend, Jonathan Lucroy had an opportunity to block a strike three swinging in, I think it was either the fourth or fifth inning, where Nick Martinez was pitching a great game up to that point. Strike three gets away from him. Lucroy has no idea where the ball goes. There were runners on first and second at the time. They end up on second and third, I believe, for bases loaded, or maybe there was one less runner on base. And then after that, Martinez ends up giving up 4 runs, and it essentially ends his day. That was disappointing to see, but Texas was able to hold on yesterday despite the bullpen giving up a run here and then a run here. Matt Bush comes into the ninth and finally locks another game down, which doesn't seem to be the case recently, including on Friday night.
All right, so are we doing another dog or should we go to cats?
Let's go cats now.
All right, cats of the week, the New York Mets. Not only are they just terrible, I mean, they're 34-41, 11 games back of the Nationals for first place in the NL East. They're even further behind the wild card because the NL West is so dang good this year. But they just promoted Tim Tebow also to high A. In low A ball this year, Tim Tebow is hitting .222 with a ridiculous power stroke, 3 home runs. And boy, the Mets are struggling this bad. They might fire sell their little team at the deadline. And godly, Trey, I wouldn't be too shocked if we saw Tim Tebow in a New York Mets uniform this year just to put butts in seats.
You know, gimmicks are a part of baseball marketing, and why should the Mets be any better than some random independent league
Come
team?
On, Tebow,
considering how terrible they are.
They need to baptize Cespedes on the field. What do they need him for? He sucks.
Maybe he needs to Samson and Delilah some of the Mets starting pitchers' hairs and cut those short to cause them to lose strength.
Is he
I don't know.
Circumcise Wilmer Flores behind second base.
I don't need to go there.
To see. All right, let's give me a cat for the weekend.
I think we're done after this because we have to make sure to be to break for Alex Okafor on the other side. But Lamar Odom is upset because Stephen A. Smith made a comment about the Knicks signing Lamar Odom, who was on crack. Lamar Odom is upset about that, saying that he wasn't on crack at the time. Guess what, Lamar Odom? You're one of my pussycats of the week because you get to get called a crackhead if you get caught as a crackhead. Even if you weren't a crackhead at the time, I'm sorry, that's not how it works. You were a crackhead. If you do crack, you're always going to have that reputation. You are a crackhead.
Love it. All right, that's Dogs and Cats of the Week. Real quick, Dog, LSU baseball for beating Oregon State twice, handing the Beavers a third of their losses this year, and George Spieth also. We'll talk about that more in Hour 2. But coming up next, lifetime Longhorn, current New Orleans Saints defensive end Alex Okafor joins the show. We'll talk all things football, the NFL, Texas football, and he's got an upcoming camp here in the ATX in a few weeks. We'll get the details on that on the other side. It's Midday with Trey and BK. You're listening to The Horn.